Hi, everyone. Welcome. Friday edition of the Gym Class. Getting ready to set sail. I thought literally and figuratively after last night's rains. Hopefully everybody made it through okay. Some spots up to 5.5, maybe even 6 inches of rain in the southern parts of Linn County, southern parts of Cedar Rapids, up through the Ely area. Some flash flooding last night. Hopefully everybody made it through here today. We welcome you in. Good show coming up for you on a Friday. We're going to talk Cyclone football with Paul Clark of CycloneReport.com. We'll do that here in just a little bit. Iowa State with their media day earlier on this week. Matt Campbell and the Cyclones getting ready for week number one as they will host the UNI Panthers in a game you can hear right here on KGYM. That will be a night game at Jack Trice Stadium, and that will get underway, I believe, at 6:35 for that one. We'll get you updated on what's happening in Rio as well with the Olympics, and also talk a little bit about golf, both in Rio and in Silvis. The two hotbeds of golf this weekend, Rio de Janeiro and Silvis, Illinois. So we will talk about that, get you updated. Cubs and Cardinals going on, game two of that weekend series, and a whole lot more as we take you through the Friday edition of the program. Scott Unash alongside Mark Dukes, Alex Kuhn, he is our producer. We welcome you into the program here today. Mark, what a night last night. My gosh, I swore I looked out my window last night, and I saw animals starting to line up two by two. Sorry about that.
Just absolutely sheets of rain here, and at least locally. And I know my cable provider was out for 3 or 4 hours. I was able to watch a little bit of the Olympics with a old-fashioned antenna. Felt like it was back in the old days. Did a couple crosswords and a Sudoku and call to the night.
You know how to live, buddy. Hey, I wasn't much behind you. Yeah, it was hard to watch things. So I had to do it the old-fashioned way last night.
Yeah,
and took in the Olympics. But what a night it was. Michael Phelps, again, my gosh. I texted you last night and just said, this guy's amazing.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. And now the topic du jour today is Michael Phelps going to make his fifth Olympics coming up in 2020 in Tokyo. There's talk about it today. Ryan Lochte, who is a good friend of his, roommate, says, yeah, don't be surprised if he's there in 2020.
He'd be 35 years old, would he not?
Yes, he would be.
And that would be even more remarkable. But what he's done at this Olympics and what he's done in the past, I think it'd be a good time to hang it up. But he's got a renewed spirit about him and still performs at a high level. I guess I wouldn't rule out anything, but I'd lean on the side of him retiring after these Olympics. Who's been more remarkable in these Olympics, Phelps or Simone Biles?
Phelps. Nothing against her. Nothing against her. I mean, there's no wrong answer in that. What do you think out there? 319-366-1600. Who has been the star of the Rio Olympic Games so far?
Definitely isn't the U.S. women's soccer team.
No, and my gosh, Hope Solo, just don't talk. Just stop talking at this point. Spoiler alert, if you don't want to know, I don't know what to tell you. You probably have already. In this day and age, you can't play that game anymore. I try to do it on Sundays if I have something going on. I don't want to know what's happening around the world, but I still carry, you know, my smartphone here next to me and everybody's texting and whatever the case may be. Can you play that game anymore where you completely shut yourself out of the real world until you get back to your DVR and watch what you're going to watch or whatever the case may be?
I don't think you can you?
I don't
think I can.
It's tough. It is really, really tough. But anyway, the U.S. women's national team in soccer, they fell in the quarterfinals, 4-3, I believe, in a shootout to the Swedes today. And then Hope Solo called the Swedes cowards.
That's just not good.
I don't know how you can do that when you lose. And, oh, by the way, you're the goalkeeper, and you gave up how many?
Yeah.
Today to the team that allegedly is cowardly. Be quiet, Hope Solo.
Show some grace.
I would agree. I would agree with that.
The U.S. has bounced, and that's kind of surprising.
Very surprising. Phelps, you're back to your question, though, with Biles and Phelps. The reason I would say Phelps is because it's his fourth Olympics, and he's doing it at the age of 35.
Well, on the text line, 319-366-1600, that's Guppy's on the go text line. When you're on the go, we certainly want to know. Also, our phone line, 2746. Phelps has been better than Biles. He's 31 years old, and look what he's done.
Yeah, that's...
Can't argue with that.
Yeah, that's my argument right there. Nothing... She is amazing. She can get higher. She can jump farther. She can do everything a little bit better than everybody else in the world of gymnastics. Now, is she going to be back in 2020? Yeah, she's going to be back in 2020. Probably three-fifths of that team will be back. But they'll only have four for the next go-around. You won't have five. And, you know, great for her. It was just a sterling night last night. And, of course, Simone Manuel winning. First African-American to win a swimming medal.
That was cool.
And that was really neat. Very emotional. I was kind of upset with NBC for not showing the medal ceremony for her. But... I get it. We talked about it yesterday.
They did. Didn't she share a gold medal with someone?
Yes, it was a tie. It was a tie.
Yeah, they did show that. Yeah.
Yeah. And it was a situation where they were showing gymnastics, because gymnastics is where their bread is buttered. They're going to show all the Americans. They're going to show every competitor in the all-around. That was three-quarters of the Olympic coverage last night. No matter who was out there performing, you and I could have been out there performing, and they would have showed us.
That's pretty. It's pretty sad.
Let's not go with that visual, ladies and gentlemen. But you get my meaning on it, right?
Indeed. Speaking of the Olympics, the second round of the men's Olympic singles competition is in the books in Rio de Janeiro. I'm talking golf right now. First round leader Marcus Fraser from Australia has maintained his lead. He's 10 under par. In the first two rounds, he shot 69 today. Thomas Peters. He's at 9-under. Henrik Stenson, well-positioned at 8-under. Just hasn't been the greatest of tournaments for Americans. The top American among the four qualified is Matt Kuchar. He stands tied for 14th. Bubba Watson made a bit of a move today with a 67. He is tied for 18th at 2-under. Excuse me. And then you have Ricky Fowler still really struggling. And... Patrick Reed not playing all too well either. But, you know, with two rounds left, Kuchar at 3, Bubba Watson at 2, I'd take a 65 or 66 and maybe get back in the medal hunt.
Which is possible.
And it's interesting because these guys aren't playing for points this week. They're playing for three spots. And it's going to be interesting on Sunday, the strategy that these guys have.
True.
Coming down the stretch, maybe knowing that a gold is out of reach, but can see a silver or bronze out there. And with the last three holes on the Olympic course, a drivable par 4, a short par 3, and a par 5 you can hit in 2, I think it's going to be great theater.
DLA up, Simsy?
Put it back in the bag, hit a 6 iron.
Like you did at the Masters. 10 cup references right there. We're going to talk to Paul Clark from CycloneReport.com coming up in a moment. Iowa State football underway as they look forward to the opener against UNI. Speaking of football, tomorrow we will get our high school football previews underway on the Coach's Corner. 9 o'clock tomorrow morning, John Hegarty will join me in studio, and we're going to talk Cedar Rapids Prairie, Cedar Rapids Xavier, and Linmar football coming up on the program tomorrow. So join us at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning as our high school football previews get underway, and we'll have those right here on all three frequencies on KGYM. We will get to Mr. Clark coming up in just a moment. Baseball going on right. Well, first of all, let's get golf. Let's stay with golf. Zach Johnson was scheduled to tee off at 1:30 today. That is not going to happen. They are way behind at the John Deere Classic. First round is in the books. Second round is underway, and Tom Gillis is your leader right now. At -8, he's got a one-shot lead. Zach Johnson yet to tee off. He is 2 behind at -6 in a group that includes perennial deer participant and always does well, Steve Marino. Loves that course. It's horses for courses, as you know, Mark. Patrick Rogers, Ryan Moore, and Morgan Hoffman also in that group at -6. Jeff Ogilvie right behind, who's starting to play good golf again. And he is at -5. Former British Open champion Ben Curtis at -5 as well. Ladies and gentlemen, Nance is not going to be in Silvis this weekend. I'm just telling you that right now.
No, the second round likely will not be completed, probably won't be completed. Zach Johnson, I'm not sure when he's scheduled to go off right now, probably close to 4 or 5 o'clock.
And he's not going to get many holes in.
Not going to get many holes in. So while weather has plagued this tournament, it shapes up to be very competitive again. Zach Johnson in the mix. Again, he shot 600 par 65 yesterday. If you missed it, a couple University of Iowa products, Stephen Iam shot 74, and Brian Bullington completed his round this morning. He shot 75.
Mm-hmm. And it took 30, from our friend Matt Koss at the Quad Cities Times, it took 31 hours and 50 minutes to complete the first round. They didn't get started till 12 noon today due to all the rain over there. Washed out all the bunkers, etc. Get you a bottom of the hour Sports Center. We'll do that coming up in a bit. The Cubs are about ready to wrap up the National League Central. This thing is over, unless the Cardinals have a miraculous Cubbian-type comeback in them. And I don't think that's going to happen, as it's going to be a 14-game lead.
13 if the Cubs win today. And right now they're up 7-1 on the Cardinals in the end of the fifth inning.
And just they beat up Adam Wainwright today. We will take a break, come back, and it's going to be Paul Clark talk Iowa State football with us. So stay tuned. More to come after this. It is the Gym Class here on KGYM.
Your building might look good, but how about your parking lot? Faded lines, potholes, and cracks can ruin a good first impression. Fixing your lot can be more affordable than you think. Pate Asphalt will be happy to come take a look and give you a free estimate. They do everything, repair, striping, sealing, and they've been doing top-notch work around here for over 30 years. So let your parking lot impress your customers before they even step inside. Pave it to last with Pate Asphalt. Contact them at pateasphalt.com.
Play the greens and save some green now at St. Andrews Golf Club. Monday through Friday before 1 and after 5, ride 18 holes for $22. Bring your juniors with you because kids 12 and under play free anytime Monday through Friday. And on weekend evenings, take in a relaxing 18 holes with a cart for just $22 too. Only at St. Andrews Golf Club, 1866 Blair's Ferry Road Northeast in Cedar Rapids. All items subject to sales tax, special prices for walk-ins only, not scheduled outings.
To celebrate the Olympic Games, Bridgestone is giving away prizes. You could instantly win a $10,000 Bridgestone Visa prepaid card and other great prizes every day when you buy a set of 4 eligible Bridgestone tires. Stop by Firestone Complete Auto Care today. No purchase necessary. Open to legal U.S. residents 18 and older. Limit 2 entries per person. Ends August 21st. For official rules and to enter without purchase, visit BridgestoneWin.com. Limit 1 $10,000 Visa prepaid card daily fulfilled by mail. Prizes awarded subject to verification. Visa prepaid card may be used anywhere Visa debit cards are accepted. Cards issued by the Bancorp Bank, member FDIC, under license from VCUSA Inc. Neither Bancorp Bank nor VCUSA Inc. are sponsor of or affiliated with this promotion.
You'll probably find them either on the golf course or at the bowling alley. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes, the Gym Class on KGYM.
Back with you at 17 past the hour at 3 o'clock. We'll get you bottom of the hour Sports Center. That'll be coming up here in just a couple of moments as we get ready to talk Iowa State football with Paul Clark, CycloneReport.com. Reminder, APC is going to have tickets to the final Thirsty Thursday coming up at Vets Stadium as Cedar Rapids Colonels will be in action against Quad Cities that night. That'll be a 6:30 game on Thursday night, August the 25th. And you can swing by for some great deals at the Z102.9 Kegerator that night. 12-ounce regular draft beers, 20-ounce bottle soda and water for just $2 all game long. Tips that night going to the Cedar Rapids Animal Care and Control. So stop on by on that particular evening. Coming up on the evening of September 3rd, Iowa State, you and I will kick off at Jack Trice Stadium and talk about that and other things, Cyclones. Our friend Paul Clark joining us here as we get toward the fall. And Paul, how was your summer besides short, huh?
Yeah, getting shorter every year, unfortunately. So going to have to try to figure out a solution to that. No, good summer. How you guys been?
Doing all right. Doing all right. And I think there's a lot of optimism in Ames right now for the new coach, the new regime, and just kind of a bounce in everybody's step. Do you see that in Ames?
I do. I mean, I think it's the honeymoon period. I mean, anybody that's been married, the honeymoon is a pretty good time. And that's when that's where Matt Campbell and Iowa State is right now as far as the football program goes. And I think a lot of fans can just look back to last year's team and say, gosh, you know, there were two games they gave away, including a game against Matt Campbell's Toledo team. And there were a couple of other games against good competition that they were in right to the end. And so, you know, last year's team won three games, but maybe it was a little bit better than that. And I think people are hoping for that anyway, and hoping that a new voice, new leadership, new coaching staff will be what it takes to get a lot of the same guys, although there's been a fair amount of turnover, but a lot of the same guys to find out figure out how to win those close games instead of lose them.
You know, Matt Campbell has brought a lot of enthusiasm and purpose and has hit the recruiting trail hard. A lot of good things to say about him, and he says a lot of good things. But, Paul, there was a lot of enthusiasm when McCarney came in, enthusiasm when Paul Rhodes came in, and even into their tenures. I wonder how you think it might be different with Matt Campbell.
Well, I guess a couple things I like. One, I mean, I do think that Iowa State's institutional commitment has ramped up a little bit. I mean, mm-hmm. We can all see the tangible proof of that in an expanded stadium and an expanded football complex. So I think there's some tangible proof that the university is a little more committed to football, and not just having football, but having winning football. And I think that Iowa State knows how important that is when you look at the instability in the Big 12. About the only demerit, the only wart on Iowa State's resume, if you will, is football wins and losses. And Iowa State has to get that cleaned up to look better when the day comes. And I'm still saying when. I think it's a when and not an if. When the day comes that the Big 12 goes away, Iowa State has to clean up that football win-loss record to be more attractive as a candidate to other power conferences. And I think the university realizes that. Second thing I wanted to touch on, while I think, you know, Matt Campbell, at least to get started here, has some things working in his favor, and I kind of like the timing. I just, from a football perspective, you like what's going on at some other places in the Big 12. The Baylor story is tragic. It obviously goes way beyond football, but if you just boil it down to a football context, Baylor is not going to be able to maintain what it's been doing the past few years. Competitive-wise, and that's something that maybe Iowa State can take advantage of. Kansas State, looks like maybe Bill Snyder might be coming to the end of his career a second time. Kansas State right now looks a lot like Kansas State did the first time Snyder was getting close to retirement. So maybe there's another hurdle that Iowa State can get over. So I like the timing of some of the other things that's happening around the Big 12 as well.
Yeah, Paul Clark joining us here at 3:23 on the Friday edition of the program, and let's get to the Cyclones on the field. I want to talk about the offensive line, because that includes, right now at center, Aseeda Rapidian, Julian Good-Jones from Cedar Rapids, Washington. Bryce Meeker is listed as a second-teamer right now. There is experience up there. They have had a few starts sprinkled in there for a lot of those guys throughout their tenure. What do you think of that line? What's their potential? Is that going to be whether Iowa State makes it or breaks it a little bit in 2016?
I think it's certainly a focal point. And if you just go by position groups, I think a case can be made it's the biggest question mark on the team. Really, Jake Campos, the only guy that has substantial starting experience at Iowa State. You've got J.P. Filbert. He played a little bit last year. You have Nick Fett projected as a starter. He started one game last year. You talked about Good-Jones and Meeker at center, and I think they both have great futures at Iowa State. I still expect Brian Bobeck, the transfer from Minnesota, to end up as Iowa State's number one center. He's a guy that does have starting experience at Minnesota. He's just never started any games, obviously, yet at Iowa State, because he just arrived here for this season. So it's a young line, and obviously, you know, an offensive line is not only five individuals, but an offensive line is kind of one organism, and it only gets good by your best five guys taking a lot of reps and a lot of snaps together, side by side, and that's how an offensive line kind of becomes a singular organism. And that takes a lot of time, and it takes a lot of reps, and that's something we're going to see evolve throughout the season. You do have to like Tom Manning's credentials as an offensive line coach and a molder of offensive lines. And Iowa State has certainly hoping that he can pull together an offensive line the way he did at Toledo.
Yeah, I think Matt Campbell has a pleasant problem, really, because if this offensive line does develop, look at the weapons around. I mean, what Mike Warren did last year, Alan Lazard, who Campbell says he's going to try to put the ball in his hands more often. There's other talented receivers. So if this offensive line can come together and Joel Lanning can take some leadership that he did last year, this could be a pretty potent offense.
Yeah, Iowa State feels very good about its quote-unquote skill players on offense. You know, both Matt Campbell and Lou Iene, the running backs coach, they haven't been shy at all talking about how good they are at running back, and that includes a couple of freshmen that have come in for this year that are probably going to play a little bit. But Mike Warren, I mean, you've got arguably the best, one of the best returning running backs in the Big 12, if not the best. And Iowa State, you know, through the years, even though the success has been modest at best, Iowa State's had a lot of good running backs. And Mike Warren, at least early in his career, looks like he's going to be as good as any of them, perhaps with the exception of a Troy Davis. So, but he's going to be right up there. And then Alan Lazard, I think, is a guy that could be Iowa State's all-time best wide receiver before he's done. You know, Brian Gasser, the wide receivers coach, was talking last night, and he mentioned the point that I hadn't realized yet, and shame on me for overlooking it. Toledo had a 1,000-yard receiver for seven consecutive years, because the question was, can Alan Lazard become a 1,000-yard receiver? Well, Toledo had one 7 years in a row in this offensive system, and so I think that bodes very well for Alan Lazard just having a huge junior year, provided he stays healthy. Then, of course, we might have a situation where he leaves after just 3 years at Iowa State, because he'd be a pretty hot commodity as a wide receiver prospect for the NFL draft.
Yeah. Paul, no matter what the offense can do, the defense has got to get better. There's no doubt about that. I think there's potential. I think the defensive backfield has potential to be a pretty good unit back there in front of them. We'll see. New scheme coming in with Matt Campbell and his defensive coaches. I guess your thoughts about the defense going into camp and into the opener?
Yeah, it certainly has to be better. And you know, it's kind of tough sometimes to measure defenses in the Big 12, because you can play a pretty good game on defense and still give up 400-some yards and 30-some points. So sometimes it's tough to even tell when your defense has had a good game. You mentioned the secondary, and that's certainly the strength of the defense. And I know Iowa State feels really good about the secondary, and they definitely should. You know, Brian Peavy's a guy at cornerback that really came on last year. Over the last half of last season, Brian Peavy was as good as anybody for Iowa State. I think he's pretty solidly locked in at a corner spot. Kamari Cotton-Moya at safety. You know, Matt Campbell said that when Toledo played Iowa State, last year, that Cotton-Moya was a guy that they had to game plan against. They did some things just because of him, because they felt he was Iowa State's best player. And so Kamari Cotton-Moya, just a junior this year, he's going to be very good at safety. The other corner spot, the other safety spot, a little bit up in the air, but Iowa State has gotten several newcomers that have come in via transfer and whatnot that they feel are really going to make that secondary group even stronger. Now, the defensive line and the linebackers, yeah, you know, a lot of question marks. I mean, DeMond Tucker is a fairly proven commodity up at nose guard. The other three defensive line spots, yeah, you know, not so much. There's potential there, but not so much in terms of what they've proven. As Coach Campbell likes to say, is there videotape evidence that they can get it done in Big 12 play? And it's the jury's still out on some of those guys. And the linebackers, also a little bit of a question mark. Willie Harvey really showed a lot of potential last year as a redshirt freshman. I think he's a guy that really could have a breakout year this year playing the Will linebacker.
How long do you expect Matt Campbell to stand pat on Nigel Tribune's suspension?
I don't know. I think those are things that just when I think I've got that kind of stuff figured out, mm-hmm. the coach will surprise me. Just when I think I have a sense for the, and with Campbell, of course, we're still getting him figured out. We don't know as much about him just in terms of a disciplinary track record. I would guess that Tribune has to miss at least a game. I guess I've always felt any suspension that didn't include a game isn't really suspension. You know, you're telling a kid he doesn't have to practice. You know, not the worst penalty in the world. To me, if you don't hold a guy out of at least a game, you haven't really punished him at all. So, for my money, Tribune doesn't play against you and I, and then we'll see for the Iowa game.
Yeah. Paul, we're going to get a SportsCenter update. Can you hang around for a couple more minutes here with us?
Oh, sure.
All right. Paul Clark joining us here does a great job with Cyclone Report. We'll talk a little bit more with him coming up here in just a couple of moments. We're going to get you updated on what's happening at Wrigley Field with the Olympics over in Rio. We'll keep you updated on what's happening at the John Deere Classic as well as they're fighting the rain over there at the TPC Deer Run over in Silvis, Illinois. Twins baseball coming up tonight as well, Mr. Dukes. The Kansas City Royals.
Kansas City Royals, right?
Yeah, the Sox really softened them up for you, so sorry about that. But it will be Twins and the Royals coming up tonight, 7 o'clock. That'll be on 107.5 FM. Get you a SportsCenter update and more with Paul Clark coming up after that. The SportsCenter update is brought to you by Hunter's Ridge Golf Course in Marion. Take advantage of their Dew Sweeper special every Monday through Friday before 11 o'clock. Back with more after this.
Play your next round of golf at Hunter's Ridge Golf Course. Take advantage of the Dew Sweeper special every Monday through Friday before 11 a.m. Need some practice? Nothing compares to Hunter's Ridge practice facility with a driving range, chipping green, and large putting green. Hunter's Ridge is a daily fee course just outside the city noise on the north edge of Marion. Make Hunter's Ridge Golf Course your place to play and practice. Come play where the pros play. Hunter's Ridge Golf Course in Marion.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Kevin Winter. The Chicago Cubs looking for their 11th consecutive victory, which would fall one shy of tying the franchise record in the expansion era set back in 2001. Cubs have a matinee this afternoon against the Cardinals, and they're beating the doors off of St. Louis. They got two in the first off Adam Wainwright, five in the second. Right now it's 8-1. Cubs at the lead. They're in the bottom of the sixth. Coming up tonight in the Bronx, the final game for Alex Rodriguez as a member of the New York Yankees. His tenure, which started in 2004, it ends tonight, and it has been a wild week. A-Rod wanted to play all week long. Joe Girardi didn't put him in the starting lineup until last night. A-Rod had asked that he be able to play third base today. Joe Girardi said no, he's going to DH this evening. Yankees will honor A-Rod in a pregame ceremony. Stunning news from the Olympics. U.S. women's soccer team bounced in the quarterfinals on penalty kicks to Sweden. They will not medal for the first time ever. And then Hope Solo, the goalkeeper for the U.S., she said after the game, quote, "We lost to a bunch of cowards." She was referring to Sweden's sit-back style when they had the lead.
Get where you're going and earn 3% cash back on gas along the way with Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards Credit Card. Learn more at bankofamerica.com/getcashback.
There are two kinds of hot. One is where a walk to the mailbox leaves you thirsty. But with Metro PCS, you get the other kind of hot, the good kind. Because now, when you switch to Metro PCS, you get a free Samsung Galaxy. That's a really hot deal. Visit a Metro PCS store to get your free Samsung Galaxy On 5 with a big 5-inch HD screen. And get on the fast nationwide 4G LTE T-Mobile network. Metro PCS. Wireless. Figured out. Coverage not available in some areas. Sales tax not included. Not valid for numbers currently on the T-Mobile network. See store for details, terms and conditions, and data management info.
Two hosts born and raised in Eastern Iowa, talking Eastern Iowa sports. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes on the Gym Class, KGYM.
After the bottom of the hour Sports Center, brought to you by Hunter's Ridge Golf Course in Marion, we rejoin you here on the Friday edition of the Gym Class. Coming up Monday, Michael Loss, the Cedar Rapids Gazette, will join us. Fresh off the John Deere Classic, which we hope will be done on Sunday. Looks like good weather for the weekend. They are just underway with the second round. We'll get you an update on that coming up in a little bit here. Paul Clark from CycloneReport.com joining us here past the bottom of the hour Sports Center. And Paul, before we leave football here, I did want to talk about one of the big strengths for Iowa State, and I think that is going to be the kicking game with Cole Netton out there and then with Downing as well. They shape up with as good a kicker or punter, I think, than anybody in the Big 12 Conference.
Well, yeah, I think so. I mean, Cole Netton going into his senior year now, and Colin Downing already is a junior. It doesn't seem possible, but this will already be his third year as Iowa State's number one punter. And yeah, I mean, I think that's something that hasn't been talked about much, primarily because there's not a whole lot to talk about there. I mean, obviously, Iowa State feels good about them. Downing is a shoe-in. I mean, he's got a lock on the punting job. You know, at kicker, the coaches have kind of been trying to push the idea that there's a competition there. And I think Chris Francis, who's a walk-on sophomore and number two at kicker behind Cole Netton, is a good kicker. But I just have a hard time seeing Cole Netton, lose his handle on that job. He struggled with some inconsistency last year. I mean, he kind of went through a slump. I mean, in baseball, they call it a slump. For hitters that they just have to go through, and then they come out on the other side. Now, unfortunately for Cole, I mean, he missed that very high-profile kick over at Toledo that ended up costing Iowa State an important game. It took him a while to get over that, but by the end of the season last year, Cole Netton seemed to have found his groove again, and hopefully he'll stay there throughout his senior year. So I think for the most part, Iowa State does feel awfully good about the kicking game, and probably as much as anything, they're kind of going hands-off and leaving those guys alone and hoping that they just go out there and do their job.
Hey, but one more question about this new Iowa State regime there before we get to basketball a little bit, and that is Matt Campbell has certainly brought in social networking, social media. He's a friend of it. He's a young coach, obviously, in his 30s right now, and it's working as far as recruiting is concerned. Iowa State's getting people. They got a 4-star just recently to commit to Iowa State and to come to Ames, and that's what's doing it for the kids nowadays. And Matt Campbell's fully embracing that.
Well, yeah, I think so, and I would take it beyond social media, and I would just say digital media, because Iowa State is also a school, and I did a feature story this week coming out of Media Day about Iowa State's director of new media in the football department, Taylor Wilhelm. He's just a young kid, young guy, a couple years out of college, but he's kind of a pioneer in a new field, and Iowa State's really impressing a lot of kids with the digital graphics, the edits that they call them. That they send out to all the recruits in not only digital form but also printed form sometimes. Social media is here to stay, obviously, and the Iowa State coaches just use it to not only, I think, help with the recruiting juice, as I like to call it, but also for the fans. I mean, I think the Iowa State coaching staff has done a great job using social media to get fans excited, including Coach Campbell and going right on down through position coaches and also some of the support staff that do a good job on social media. So I do think that the recruiting is more than just that. I think they're doing a lot of things right, and it's not just that, but it's obviously, for the most part, a group of guys in their 30s that really understand that social media is the way to connect and communicate with teenagers these days. And that's something that I've had to learn here as I've been doing what I'm doing now for a 15th year. That just the way teenagers like to communicate, it always changes. And an advantage I've had the last few years is I've had a teenage boy of my own, and so I've been able to watch his communication habits and apply them to what I think the kids are doing that Iowa State's recruiting. Now, I may have to consult him now that he's moved away and find out what the latest trends are to make sure I don't get too far behind the curve.
Don't get hung up on Snapchat.
Yeah, and
that,
don't
Paul,
try
okay?
to keep up with those guys.
I haven't done Snapchat yet, and I haven't done Instagram, so clearly I'm not keeping up.
But, boy, I'm ahead of somebody.
Whatever I need to do my job, I'm gonna try.
Let's turn to basketball, Paul. In retrospect, how did Steve Prohm do in his first year? We know the record. We know what they did in the NCAA tournament. And what does it look like for 16-17?
I think last year the NCAA tournament is what made the season a success, and it just goes to show that that's really what matters. Because Iowa State had its struggles, of course, through sort of the heart of last season, the meat of last season, and a lot of people were doubting, a lot of people were questioning, a lot of people were wondering. And I mean, I tried to tell people on my message board and on social media, if they cared to listen in, that you know these guys, this is still a really good team. It's still as good a team as we thought it was. Just wait for the tournament, and let's see what they can do in the tournament, because that's really what defines your season, and they were able to put it together. I mean, I think as you look at the upcoming basketball season for Iowa State, you have to look at two things. The first really obvious thing is they're going to be great in the backcourt. I mean, just some outstanding guards, proven, again, videotape evidence, proven guys that we know can get the job done at guard. But then, you know, part B of that statement is, not proven on the front line. I think there's a lot of questions up front. What's Iowa State going to do as far as especially the 4 and 5 positions? You can get by with a guard at 3. You can play a 3 guard and be just fine. But what are you going to do at the 4? What are you going to do at the 5? And I think there are a whole lot more questions than answers at those two positions for Iowa State. Not that there aren't some guys that might turn out to be solid or better at those positions, but we just don't know yet. Right now, all we know is that Iowa State will, in all likelihood, really rely on those guards during the 16-17 season.
Yeah, especially early. It's going to be a much different looking team, I think, for Iowa State, obviously without George out there and others that have been around for so long. On the women's side, we haven't heard a lot lately about what's going on kind of behind the scenes with Bill Fenley and everything attributed to all the stuff off court. I know it's really taken a toll on Bill, certainly. He's not really kept that secret, but what's kind of going around with the women's program right now?
Well, I guess I'd be in August. I'm not paying a whole lot of attention to the women, but my sense is that a lot of those issues from last year that you're talking about have simmered down. I think enough former players came to Bill Finley's defense that people were able to say, well, you know, maybe this is just a situational deal where, depending on how much somebody plays or what have you, depends on their perception and their perspective. You know, I think that I don't know what goes on in closed practices, and really nobody does. And so you've got to take the word of the only people that are there, and for the most part, that's players. And Coach Fennelly got some mixed reviews from former players, but I think he got enough positive statements, I guess, of support from former players that most of the fans have said, all right, well, there's enough players supporting him that as a fan, I think I'm going to go ahead and continue to do so myself. I guess that's kind of my sense of where things are at right now. But, of course, we know even women's basketball in 2016 is a win-loss endeavor, and winning turns down the burner, and not winning turns up the burner. So how this next season plays out, I think, is going to affect that.
Back to football for just a second, Paul. What do you think the ceiling is for this team, or is it just an open book because Matt Campbell is a big unknown?
Well, I mean, there are a lot of unknowns. I mean, Iowa State's an unknown, and there are a few unknowns on the schedule in terms of opponents. I mean, I certainly can see 6 wins, 6 winnable games on the schedule, but I can also, because I see a number of games that I would consider swing games. And the last couple years, when Paul Rhodes was winning 6 games or 7 games and going to bowl games, he did pretty well in those swing games. He did pretty well in those close games. He did pretty well in those games that could have gone either way. The last half of Coach Rhodes' tenure, where things didn't go so well, you saw a real change in those swing games. Iowa State was losing those close games. They were losing some of those games that were right there to be had, and they just couldn't finish the job. So I think a lot of times that's what defines an Iowa State season, and this will too here in 2016. Are you going to win all the winnable games? Maybe one mulligan. Maybe you can lose one and still get 6 wins. But I think there are some wins out there, but Iowa State really has to put it together and go out and take them.
Well, I know September 3rd is going to be fun, Paul. Keep up the great work at Cyclone Report, and always good to talk with you, and we will look forward to having you on as we make our way through the fall here.
You bet. Thank you so much for having me on.
You bet. Paul Clark, read his stuff at CycloneReport.com. Has good stuff out there. We'll get you an Olympic update coming up here in just a moment or so as the games of the 31st Olympiad continue in Rio. And then we'll come back. We'll update you on the John Deere Classic and more here on KGYM.
Eastern Iowa's best used cars at Eastern Iowa's newest used car showroom. Celebrate at the all-new Coralville Used Car Superstore. Totally renovated, completely remodeled to serve you better, and right now to save you even more. More used inventory. Every make and model, every price range. Used cars on Budget Boulevard from $59.97 and credit approval guaranteed. You've got to shop the all-new Coralville Used Car Superstore across from Randy's Carpets. Nothing else like it. Spectacular showroom, renovated and remodeled. Bigger inventory, celebrating one time only. Get more with McGrath savings on nearly 2,000 vehicles, starting from $59.97. Don't let bad credit keep you away at the all-new Coralville Used Car Superstore. Credit approval guaranteed. Now through Monday night, show up and save. Budget Boulevard bargains from $59.97. The all-new Coralville Used Car Superstore across from Randy's Carpets. Super 24/7. McGrathAuto.com.
Rugged, tough, made to last. That's what you need from your work clothes. And that's why Keeks Career Apparel carries Carhartt. These aren't clothes for looking pretty. They're made to get the job done. Keeks carries all the best from Carhartt in sizes up to 5XL. And if you need a special order, they'll take care of that at no charge too. Keeks Career Apparel and Carhartt. Hardworking clothes for hardworking people. 222 3rd Avenue Southwest in Cedar Rapids and at KIECKS.com.
Westwood One presents this special report on the 2016 Rio Olympic Games brought to you by NBC. Catch all the excitement of the Rio Olympics tonight at 8, 7 Central, only on NBC. With the Olympics in Rio this year, facing any Brazilian is a tough task. And it was for third-seeded Rafael Nadal.
Must feel like he took down a nation. Rafa's run in Rio continues, his 800th career match win. The Spaniard into the medal round.
NBC with the call. Nadal bests Tomas Bellucci in three sets, and familiar foe Andy Murray also moves on to the semis with a hard-fought win over American Steve Johnson. Madison Keys, the last American left, is currently battling number 2 seed Angelique Kerber for a spot in the final. Keys leads Kerber 3-2 right now. With this update on the 2016 Rio Games, I'm Alex Perlman, Westwood One Sports.
Tonight from the Rio Olympics, Michael Phelps goes for an historic fourth straight gold in the 100-meter fly.
Michael Phelps is going to do it again!
And Katie Ledecky swims for the world record and her fourth Rio gold in the 800-meter freestyle.
Ledecky is on her way to history.
Meanwhile, the women's 100-meter dash highlights the first day of track and field competition. The Rio Olympics, live tonight at 8, 7 Central, only on NBC.
Hear that? Of course not, because a dead car battery doesn't make a sound. You know who does make sound? Your daughter. And if you miss her big game, she'll make plenty of angry, high-pitched sounds. Better head to your neighborhood Advance Auto Parts. We offer free battery testing, a 3-year replacement warranty on our platinum batteries, and free installation from one of our parts pros. Advance Auto Parts. Let's get you back on the road. Most vehicles, most locations. See store for details.
Hi, can I help you pick out some flowers?
Yeah, I need a centerpiece, but these yellow ones are too bright for a fundraising event. Do you have anything in gamboge?
Gamboge?
Gamboge.
As a small business owner, you've got enough to deal with. Let the experts at Progressive insure your business so you can focus on gamboge. With over 30 commercial auto and business coverage options, we'll build a plan that's right for you.
Oh, and they need to be hypoallergenic.
Visit ProgressiveCommercial.com to get started. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Hear that? That's the sound of you creating your own destiny. While others are waiting in line for brunch, you're spending Saturday in the garage. Because you went to AdvanceAutoParts.com, ordered a platinum battery with a 3-year replacement warranty, and picked it up in-store just 30 minutes later.
Now, installing a battery isn't an all-day job, but what the brunch crowd doesn't know won't hurt it. Advance Auto Parts. Let's get you back on the road. Visit AdvanceAutoParts.com to learn more.
The Gym Class in the Gym. KGYM. Eastern Iowa Sports Talk Radio.
Putting the wraps on things on a Friday edition of the program. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes, and Alex Kuhn with you. And if you'd like to chime in via the Guppies on the Go text line, love to hear from you. We were talking about the Olympics a little bit earlier on before we talked to Paul Clark of Cyclone Report, and that was our question to you out there would be, who's been the star of the Olympics so far? Maybe it's the U.S. women's basketball team, 81-51 winners over Canada today, and they have now clinched their particular pool. I know it's not the U.S. women's national soccer team, as they were ousted today in a quarterfinal matchup with Sweden.
I think Michael Phelps has had the best competition. I mean, the USA gymnastics team didn't have much competition, maybe because they're that good. But I don't think Russia and China and others have had a team that have been able to contend, quite obviously. Same thing in basketball. I mean, there's no competition out there, so it's hard to put a finger on that.
Yeah. Love to hear from you. 319-366-1600 on the Guppies on the Go text line. You can also reach us via the phone line at 319-366-1600. And it's raining again heavy at the John Deere Classic. They're going to try their best to get this thing in on Sunday. Should be okay for the rest of the weekend, but
I think it's going to be a long day tomorrow.
It is going to be a long day tomorrow. There's just an isolated cell that's looking at the radar right now that's moving through the Quad Cities. And apparently it is drenching people over there. We're kind of, in our part, there was some sun that broke through a moment ago. Did you see that?
Yeah.
There you go. So I think we're about at the end of it on the back end, and good news is inside.
I think so, too. I know they're not hoping for any rain at Yankee Stadium tonight as A-Rod plays his very last game in Major League Baseball. Reports were yesterday that the average ticket price to tonight's game is $211, and it may be more today. I haven't seen anything out there. But the poll question today is, would you pay top dollar, for example, $211, to see Alex Rodriguez's final game? Yes or no? Thanks to Emil's Hideaway, First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, behind Taco John's and next to Home Depot.
Is that just a... Now, I wouldn't, because I'm not a huge A-Rod fan. I think he's a terrific baseball player. Yeah, I know what he's gone through as far as his background is concerned, and that's beside the point. But I'm not paying $200 and some to go see A-Rod in his last game. What about you?
Could care less.
Yeah, there you go. Now, is that a result of just Alex Rodriguez, or is it a result of the current state of society? Let's face it, you can hear things on the radio, you can see things on television now. Pretty much every major sporting event. Is it taken away a little bit of the luster of the final game of, you know, back in the day, the final game of Wayne Gretzky, the final game, pick whoever out there, before every game was on television. Then would you pay $200 to see the final game for somebody out there?
Number one, A-Rod is not on my team. Even with the PED, without the PEDs, he has not been one of my favorite players, although I highly respect him for his ability, tremendous ability, and ranks as one of the all-time great home run hitters, if not baseball players in history. I can spend my money elsewhere and tune into it on radio or TV, what have you. It's not like Derek Jeter's last game, to me, or Cal Ripken's.
Yeah, exactly.
I'd go pay a little bit of money to see Joe Mauer's last game. A lot of people wouldn't.
But Cal Ripken's last game, I still remember that like it was yesterday.
Would you have paid money to see Frank Thomas's last game?
Absolutely.
You're a White Sox fan.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. $200, yeah, not even, I wouldn't have blinked and paid $200 to see Frank Thomas's last game. So I would agree with
that. Would you pay to see me roll my last game for the Rusty Nails?
Hey, don't even kid about that. Don't even kid about that.
Less than a month away.
Not your last game. The
no,
season.
No.
Let's get that straight. It's just this season. The season is less than a month away. You got the schedule done?
No, that's a project perhaps this weekend.
All right. Speaking of this weekend, in the world of sports, highlighted by the Rio Games, of course, track and field is underway. They will have the women's 100, I believe, going off tonight. More swimming coming up tonight and over the weekend. And that should be a lot of fun. That takes the top billing as far as the sports world is concerned. In fact, NASCAR is taking the weekend off, as a matter of fact. A lot of that due to a lot of eyeballs are going to be on Rio.
Makes
sense. As far as the Olympics. Hey, I've never contended that the people running NASCAR are not smart folks.
Yeah.
They are smart when it comes to marketing and putting their sport in front of people. They're very good at it. Very good at it. And they're going to take the weekend off because of that. John Deere Classic going on, of course. Hopefully they can get it in. Zach Johnson would love to take his second John Deere crown this weekend. I think he's got a pretty darn good shot at it. Obviously, only two shots out of the lead right now, and he's not going to get his round done today. He's going to have to get up early tomorrow, obviously. But if you have plans to go to the JDC tomorrow, it's going to be a good day because you're going to see probably about 27 holes of Zach Johnson if you want.
Absolutely. One game in afternoon baseball, and the Chicago Cubs are throttling the St. Louis Cardinals 13-1 in the seventh inning, two outs. That would give, should the Cubs hang on, so to speak, would give the Cubs a 14-game lead. Still two more games left in this series.
Is Pittsburgh how close is Pittsburgh to St. Louis now?
They're a half game going in today, a half game behind the Cardinals.
Yeah, so the Cardinals are in peril of going back to third place. Bucks have been playing a little bit better as of late. But
this, so had the Cardinals in kind of, right. until this series.
Yeah, but this thing, it is over now for all practical purposes. The National League Central is over. And as we were talking during the break, Cubs may not play. I mean, they want to get the best record in the National League, and they've got a decent lead on the Nationals right now as far as that is concerned. But you got to think if the Cubs end up with the best record in the National League, they're going to have to play Giants or the Dodgers. You would think one of them would be the favorite in the wild card game. And probably if seedings go according to plan, the Nationals. So it's not going to be an easy road, but there are not going to be a lot of meaningful Cub games from now until that first playoff
Cubs
game.
Cubs make it to the World Series and get past those teams, they'll have earned it.
They will have earned it.
No doubt.
Yeah. All right. Get the John Deere in, get the Olympics in, and get everything going. APC is coming your way next here on KGYM. By the way, Tom Gillis is back as solo on top of the John Deere Classic. One-shot lead over Blair, Wesley, Bryan, Kyle. We have a Kyle Stanley sighting. Steve Marino, perennial contender at the John Deere Classic in there as well. Zach Johnson, two shots behind. He has not teed off as of yet. They are still playing despite the rain going on at TPC Deer Run over there in Silvis, Illinois.
What do you got plans for this weekend? Anything?
Well, after last weekend's debacle on the golf course, I'm going to try to go out there and resurrect my game tomorrow.
All right. I got a big tournament tomorrow.
You got the big Jefferson tournament tomorrow.
Big tournament,
Good luck to you and all the former Jayhawks at Ellis tomorrow.
I perform best. The best shot.
There you go. We're going to try to get out. I'm going to get you out someday.
Yeah, we'll get. All right.
All right. APC coming your way next. Have a great weekend, everybody. This has been the Gym Class, KGYM.
There are two kinds of hot. One is where a walk to the mailbox leaves you thirsty. But with Metro PCS, you get the other kind of hot, the good kind. Because now, when you switch to Metro PCS, you get a free Samsung Galaxy. That's a really hot deal. Visit a Metro PCS store to get your free Samsung Galaxy On5 with a big